Now there is in the process, as we had seen last time, a combination of two elements. The element of the development of sense of equality and perception of oneness. This knowledge that whole world is nothing but one reality, that the source of the whole world is one reality, one without the second. This perception, growth of this perception, is an accompaniment of your development of Karma Yoga. As a result, whatever happens to us, we are able to offer it with equality, samatvam. We had seen last time that of samatvam, there is first a very important statement of the Gita, samatvam yoga ucchate. It is equality that is called the yoga. Second statement we had seen was, yoga karmasu kaushalam. Usually when there is equality, there is neutrality. And neutrality at a lower stage becomes indifference. In order that we do not become indifferent, Sri Krishna says that the mark that your samatvam is of a correct type, you must measure your action. If in your action there is any kind of inefficiency, any kind of negligence, then that samatvam is not a correct samatvam. It has become deteriorated into indifference. There has to be perfect application in your action. Simply because you are equal to results in one way or the other, your application, your proficiency should not diminish. Therefore, these two sentences are of extreme importance because they give the measurement. If you want to watch out and make a measurement whether your karma yoga is on the right lines with the right kind of pressure, then you must see how much is your equality and how much is your efficiency. Now, there is a very important question. Which can be raised at this stage. There is a view that karma yoga consists of doing only specific kinds of action. This is different from Sri Krishna's view that karma yoga consists of doing sarva karmani. All kinds of action. So we have to take into account this conflict which has been in the Indian tradition. According to this tradition, according to one of these traditions, karma yoga consists of doing actions of specific kinds, not all actions. It is on the basis of this idea that the word yajna is often understood. According to that theory, only yajna should be done and no other work. And by yajna was meant the ritualistic sacrifice. So the idea was that from among so many kinds of actions, you are only to pick up only those actions which are related to the ritualistic sacrifice. The arrangement for the sacrifice, collecting of the materials for the sacrifice, inviting people for the sacrifice, to do all the activities of Yajamana, one who invites, and all the activities in regard to the lighting of the fire of the sacrifice, the offering of all your materials into the fire, the recitation of mantra, which is also connected with the offering of your sacrifice, the distribution of all the materials which are used and which are to be gifted away to the people, that is also, according to this theory, the right kind of action. And then for you to eat what is remaining at the end, the remainder, and if you do not do this sort of thing, and if you eat away everything, then as Sri Krishna says, it is called stena. You are called a thief. Because you have taken away the things of the others. They should have been gifted to the others and you are taking it away. You are entitled only to the remainder. Now this is the theory of karma kanda, of the Vedic ritualism. Not of Veda, but Vedic ritualism. Now Sri Krishna, as I said last time, describes this process also in the Bhagavad Gita while speaking of Yajna. And therefore it might give an impression that Sri Krishna also advocates this theory of karma kanda. Although in the second chapter he has already spoken of Vedavadrataha in a condemnatory manner. He has condemned the Vedic ritualistic method. Yet in the third chapter he repeats the karma kanda and gives an impression as if he prescribes only those actions which are to be done for yajna. But later on he explains that real agni is Brahma agni. Brahma itself is the agni. That there are many kinds of yajnas. When you control all the senses, that also is a yajna. When you control your breath, that is also yajna. When you do any action and offer it, that is yajna. When you do tapasya and offer it, that is also yajna. And the highest is jnana yajna. When you offer your knowledge, first of all attain to the knowledge and offer that knowledge, that is the highest yajna according to Sri Krishna. And then he uses the word explicitly, sarva karmani. All actions, it is not something specific which is ritualistic sacrifice. This is the one theory about karma yoga, and we have to be clear that in Bhagavad Gita there is no selection of a specific kind of works. All works are to be offered. All works are to be sacrificed.